Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe. So LeBron, a short clip of this is floating around, but this is from that
This is today's LeBron.
Well, it's not really lauding him, so he talks... Have you seen the clip, the short clip of him saying that he plays chess? So he was on with J.J. Redick, and I'll give you the context here, too.
At this stage in your career, to like, I'm going to pick and choose my spots about when I'm the primary creator. And when
sure. I mean, it comes with trust. It comes with trust, too. Obviously, last year in the Memphis series.
Man, I listened to a lot of this, too. You told me it was a really good podcast, and it is. But he's very, very aware of how great he is.
You think?
LeBron?
Yeah.
King James?
Well, I guess when he called himself King James at the age of 19 or whatever, yeah, he should have known that. But anyway, it's just a weird listen.
It comes with trust, too. Obviously, last year in the Memphis series, AR.
By the way, what's his name? Who's he with? J.J. Redick is on with Akash this week.
Oh, yeah. With
Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, last year in the Memphis series, AR gained a lot of trust from me, but also had trust in him to make the plays. I believe it was game three, maybe, or game two. I think they had home court. Yeah, they had home court. So it was either game one or game two, where in the fourth quarter, just was like, AR, let's go win it for us. You know, and I wanted to see, like, I play a lot of chess, not in real life. I've actually, a lot of people have told me you should play chess because you'll be great. I've never played chess, but in my mind, in theory, I feel like I play chess on the floor.
Yeah.
And I feel like if I could get AR and instill AR and that confidence in that fourth quarter to make plays and win that game, it was just going to pay dividends for the rest of my time with him and the rest of his time when I'm not with him. You know, I love seeing the success of my teammates more than anything.
So basically what he's saying is obviously he helps develop these guys. And then, like, in fact, it's kind of like a Jerry Jones thing, though. Like, I want to win, but he kind of wants to win, and he was the reason for it.
Yeah.
So nothing makes him happier than seeing his teammates excel. Well, I mean, as long as I'm the one who orchestrated that. And yes, the money shot is, of course, what was floating around is that, because he wants, I bet he's told people, I play a lot of chess.
That's what he said. Yeah, I play chess. Well, not in real life. Well, I mean, people say I should play chess. It feels like I play chess.
Right. He has no idea what chess is, but he does understand the concept of having to think ahead and
think moves ahead.
And his vision.
I don't have to actually play because I just live it.
I play a lot of chess, not in real life. I've actually, a lot of people have told me you should play chess because you'll be great. I've never played chess, but in my mind, in theory, I feel like I play chess on the floor.
Yeah.
In my mind, I feel like I play chess.
I mean, I'm just always playing chess.
But I feel like the way he said it so quickly is that means he said that before. He has told people before, I play a lot of chess.
Do you recall, this may be a bit of a left turn, but in Zoolander, Owen Wilson's character is like, my favorite artist is Sting. I don't really listen to his music, but I respect the fact that he's making it. Like, that's kind of how LeBron is.
Yes.
That Godfather, I love it. I mean, I haven't really watched it, but I feel like it kind of embodies me. Malcolm X, activist. Kind of me. Don't really know anything about him.
Don't like you saying that about me, but, I mean, since you did.
I'll take it.
God. Is there if you could do LeBron James quotes in a Donald Trump accent, would they make him funnier?
I play chess.
I feel like there's an AI. There's got to be an AI version of that somewhere.
Definitely the most self-confident individuals we've ever had in our culture.
Did you also see there was a Donald Trump? Well, I don't even know if it was an April Fool's joke. because fake Donald Trump tweets or social truth, whatever.
Truth social.
Will go out all the time. But did you see one written about he was saying how he used to spar with Muhammad Ali?
There's no way that's real.
It's not real. But upon first reading it, it kind of struck me like the Dwight Powell thing struck you. Like, it's, I mean.
Okay, can we let that go?
Well, I'm just saying, you did tell us yesterday that Dwight Powell got released. And then doubled down on it.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Here's thank you. That's what I want to hear. With the Dumb Zone News.
Apparently it's news time.
Well, I didn't ask if you were ready. Why? Did you have something else?
No, not really. We touched on this yesterday, but Fao Ming. I really like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do. So what's our plans for Monday? What are your plans, Craig?
I'm excited, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I work from home, so I'm going to be walking outside and staring up at the sky.
Yeah,
pretty much it.
Some glasses?
Yeah, got some glasses.
I feel like
I'm excited to do that, though.
It's a thing that you will never see again.
Take some photos, yeah.
He'll see it in 20 years if he wants to.
I don't know.
And well, he might have to travel somewhere.
He can Google total eclipse and see it. Yeah, probably better than he could in real life.
Why don't you just Google skiing?
Yeah, but I can walk out of my
not something
house and
do.
Look up and see it, too. I'm excited to do that.
Weather is not looking good.
Oh, no.
I'm going to update this every day this
week. See, I was hoping that was an April Fool's joke yesterday.
It was not. Oh. No. It's not looking good.
Come on. It'd be funny.
What?
If it was overcast.
No, it won't be funny. I've been kind of geared up. I told you guys about this like a year ago. 6 months ago, at least.
What are you, a meteorologist?
Didn't I? Remember? I just found the story and I was into it and you guys were...
I support you, Dan.
Thank you. More Craig.
We have seen a 35% increase already in tourism-related commerce. But everyone's just going to get here and it's going to be like, oh, it sucks.
Well, then they'll spend all that tourism dollars on, like, an umbrella. Galoshes.
That's not how people say that.
Galoshes?
Galoshes, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that's that right. The galoshes. Footwear?
How do you say it, Blake?
Rubbers?
Rubbers.
Goulashes.
No.
Galoshes?
Galoshes.
Galoshes.
No. Goulashes is goulash is like the pasta?
That's like some kind of food, yeah.
Okay.
It's like a stew or something, yeah.
Okay.
I love stew.
Do you?
I'm a stew guy.
Irving to serve world's largest moon pie during eclipse.
Oh, God.
Everybody's going to get in on so many bits over the next week, and it's going to be so annoying.
That can be a parameter during eclipse?
Yeah.
The largest moon pie ever eaten?
During an eclipse.
Served?
Yeah, during a solar eclipse.
What if we do a balloon fest? Like, if we release 3 balloons, will that set the record?
64 pounds of marshmallows and 128 eggs.
That can't be good.
That doesn't seem that big.
You got a bigger one?
Nope. I would have thought like 130 to 140 eggs.
It's 180 pounds.
A gross 144 eggs.
Yeah.
How's Little Debbie doing?
As a company?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I feel like they're not as popular.
Was it because you're just not in an age where you're pounding them?
Yeah, but
dude, I bet he was this guy.
Dude, oatmeal cream pies. Yeah. Cosmic brownies. No, I mean, do you see kids running around with zebra cakes now?
I don't. It's a good call.
Oh, and the Star Crunch, too.
Yeah.
That was Swiss rolls?
That was my
is
jam. Yeah. They used to be a big hit. Nutty Buddies. They got a pretty impressive lineup.
It's a good name for a podcast.
Nutty Buddies?
Nutty Buddies, yeah.
Is it better than Dumb Zone?
No. Nothing's better than Dumb Zone.
We have a couple in McKinney who is planning to be betrothed during the eclipse. And, of course, the news wants to
you like
know
this?
About this.
These are your people.
Yes!
Yeah.
That's memorable.
I support those people.
Yeah. You're yelling at a cloud there, dude. You're
yelling
into the wind.
No, I'm not.
People listening are stoked.
You'll be yelling
Craig
at clouds when it's overcast on April 8th.
I'll be legitimately bummed.
I fear that's overcast. True.
Yeah.
We're going to have to live stream, though, even just to comment on that. I'm calling you too.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, we'll be here.
He won't.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be skiing.
That's right. Yeah.
Can I phone in?
Sure.
Dial in?
Yeah.
You can.
Might not pick up.
Fair enough.
You would not be particularly interested in this couple.
Come on. You knew that.
Gay couple?
No.
No, just...
No hot is going to agree to get married on a Monday during the day.
They look like science people.
I don't know, man. Science ladies, I'm attracted to that.
What?
I've told you, I used to have like a female doctor I was attracted to. She wasn't that attractive, but she's just smart.
That's just because she had money.
And she had money, yeah. Yeah, I guess science ladies don't have as much money, do they?
Well, maybe. But they're not.
But we could talk about the moon.
Particularly attractive. You could talk about what?
The moon.
Go on.
The celestial bodies. Just the odds. You know, if I ever had a question, I wouldn't have to Google it. I could just ask her. And based on the three-body problem, a movie, a TV series I've been watching, female scientists are smoking hot.
That's what I've heard, yeah. Yeah.
Really, so I think I'd be really
Blake
into
showing
it.
The class.
Yeah, that checks out.
It does.
All right. I'm on board with them.
No, you're not.
I'm on board with true love and eclipses.
I support their freedom.
A little bit of an update. Thank you, Craig. On Chiefs and Richland Royal and Mustang wide receiver Rashee Rice. Both of those vehicles were owned by him.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Not good, brother.
No.
Tough to get away.
It's looking more and more like he was involved.
Yeah.
I wonder if, yeah, okay.
If both cars are yours, it's very hard to be like, I don't know, man.
Wasn't me.
Hit me.
They must have both gotten stolen.
I was thinking running away was a good idea yesterday. Just because he could always just give it, you know, pay some guy to take the heat for him.
Mm-hmm.
But also now there's dash cam video. Have we seen him in the video? Has he been identified? You know,
I
they
don't
have facial
think
recognition.
So.
Did you do the thing when you go through customs in a foreign country? They did like a facial recognition thing with me.
Yeah.
To match it up
it's
to your
like smile.
Yeah, to match it up to your passport.
Yeah.
And like so we got there way, way early, which was very good because mine did not accept it. So then I had to go wait in a line. Like my wife got right through. And it's because my face looks a lot different than I guess when I got this passport.
When you were all fat?
8 years ago, the guy even said, hey, you've lost weight. And I had a beard. I now have a beard. And I don't have any hair on my head.
Mm-hmm.
So it did look a bit different. And I said to the guy, thanks. He said it with like an accent, though.
Call me.
Yeah. But back to Rashee Rice. First of all, what kind of... I think I used to think it was Rashid until, you know, maybe the Super Bowl I realized it wasn't Rashid.
Well, okay, well, that was wrong, so...
Right.
I don't know.
I've never heard of Rashee. That just seems odd. Has anyone else?
I think he's the first.
Is he the first, Rashee? There's no Rashee Rice Sr.?
Are you annoyed by the fact that they're calling P.J. Washington P.J. Washington Jr. now?
Slightly.
I mean, I think of Dan every
time.
You
know I'm annoyed.
I know, yeah. But follow does it. I don't even think it's on his jersey.
It's not.
P.J. Washington Jr. from downtown. And I'm like, oh, Dan hates that.
Okay, you got a dad? I feel like...
This guy's just mad
because
he doesn't have a dad.
That's true. That's part of it.
That's all it is.
I feel like your dad has to be super famous for you to be a junior.
Yeah, like Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway, I think, is famous enough.
Yeah, because he played. That helps.
Yeah. But you know, the most annoying thing of all.
Go on.
Is a guy in the NBA right now putting, you know, whatever, so-and-so senior on his jersey because he had a kid and named it after himself. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't need you to differentiate. We know who you are. Who did? Didn't, like, Steve Smith do that?
Yeah, I think he might have gone with the third.
Oh, no. Okay. There are guys, though, that put, whatever, Blake Jones Sr. on their jersey. And that just boils my blood.
Here, pull me up, Blake.
Okay.
Speaking of Tim Hardaway.
Tim Hardaway, last question before we let you go.
Unnecessary.
Why is it unnecessary?
Tim Hardaway, last question before we let you go. How do you deal with a gay teammate?
Ooh.
Oh, this is senior.
First of all, I wouldn't want him on my team. And second of all, you know, if he was on my team, I would, you know, really distance myself from him because I don't think that's right. And, you know, I don't think that... You know, he should be in a locker room while we're in a locker room. And it's just a whole lot of other things. So I wouldn't even be a part of that. But, you know, stuff like that going on, and there's a lot of other people out here like that that's still in the closet and don't want to come out the closet. But, you know, I just leave that alone.
You know that what you're saying there, though, Timmy, is flatly homophobic, right? It's just flat, it's bigotry.
Well, I hate gay people, so I let it be known. I don't like gay people. I don't like to be around gay people. I don't, you know, I'm homophobic. I don't like it. It shouldn't be in the world for that, or in the United States for it. So yeah, I don't like it.
Is there anything more homophobic than saying I am homophobic? I am homophobic. The dumbs are dumbs are dumbs.